All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, November 7th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a Thursday night football showdown between the Bengals and the Ravens. We have a three-game NBA main slate, and then we have a 12-game NHL main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This will actually be our last show of the week, and maybe out of town a little bit, so not going to be able to live stream. We'll be back on Monday. And we also have our build review show today, 5 p.m. Eastern. I have some people on the list here to get to today, so I want to get that build review in before the end of the week. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. I just came. Questions that came in the Discord first, and then we'll jump over to the live YouTube chat. So first question here, could you possibly go into detail on how I should approach NBA late swap with the starter plan? How many builds slash swaps and uniques should I be looking to do? Thank you. Okay, for sure. So the first part of this is that the biggest difference, right, is that you want to specifically be paying attention to projection changes, right? So I would definitely make sure I am a Discord member, which you are here, right? But this is just for anybody on the starter plan. And I would actually do one of two things, or probably both. One is make sure I'm in the Discord, checking the NBA lineup alert channel from time to time, noting any significant projection changes. Those significant projection changes are going to tell you when it is a good time to swap or not, right? So if, you know, today's a bad example, all the games start at the same time. But like yesterday, I think Zach LaVine gets ruled out like later in the slate. And, you know, that opens up value. That opens up another starting position for Chicago. And now you can, you know, get to some higher value Chicago plays, right? Even if they weren't in your lineup to start, even if you had no Zach LaVine, that still opens up value on the slate that you want to take advantage of. So that is a great time to swap, right? If you're on the starter plan. Another thing you can do is in your SaberSim, you can set up notifications for mobile, right? So we have a tutorial on how to do that. But what I would be turning on is this significant projection changes. This is going to be specifically for players in your lineups, right? So along with the players getting rolled out, you can also turn this on and we will send you a mobile push notification if a player in your lineup has moved, their projection has moved by whatever threshold you set here. Now, I think it's fine to leave it at 20. I put it at 10% because I'm a little more meticulous with it. So I will put this on and then I will put this down at 10%. And then every time a player's projection moves by whatever percentage this is, it will send me an alert on my phone that just kind of gives me a heads up to like go and check Discord, see what happened. Maybe somebody was deemed not starting and they were supposed to, or, you know, maybe someone was ruled out late with an illness, right? So there's just a bunch of different things that can happen in that regard that you want to be aware of, right? So if you want to check out that tutorial on how to set up the mobile push notifications, it's in our support docs. You just type in mobile and how to set up mobile SaberSim notifications. I will drop this here in the YouTube chat for anybody who wants to check it out. So that's one thing I would definitely be doing if I was on starter. Between players in my lineups, players on the slate, significant projection changes, that's going to be the biggest one. Another consideration with starter, right, is that you can still only have 500 lineups in your build, right? So if you are playing, you know, 150 max, a couple 20 maxes, and like all of a sudden, you know, you have like 250 unique lineups. Well, your swaps per lineup is going to be two, right? If you try to do more than two, the builder is basically going to cap you and say, hey, you know, you can only do 500 lineups in a build. So if you want to, you can do multiple builds for multiple contests to get more swaps per lineup in, right? That's another option you have. I would take what you can get in one build and then potentially do more if you have extra time. But I would just kind of always have this like one build with all of your contests as like a safety net where it's like, okay, if I'm in a time crunch and I need to get this all done or the news comes out super late, I can do it all together. But I also have other builds and options to break it out if time allows, right? So that's another thing that I would also be considering if I was late swapping on starter. All right, next question. Is there a way to apply filters and multiple sorts in the app for lineups? Say I wanted to sort by dupes and ROI while filtering out lineups below a certain ROI threshold, or do I have to download the pool and sort that way? Good question. You can only sort by one metric at a time in SaberSim the way it is at the moment. What the user is asking is like, hey, can I in Excel, you can like double sort. So it's like you sort by one thing and then you sort by another thing like within that thing, right? I'm probably not explaining it great, but I'm aware of what they're asking. Can you like double sort your lineups? And in SaberSim right now, you can only single sort your lineups. So for instance, like if you had, you know, five lineups that are all two dupes, you could sort them all by two, but then you could sort them within two by ROI. So like that's kind of what they're asking. But you would have to download it and do this outside of SaberSim if that's what you're trying to do. All right, next question here in the YouTube chat. A question I had was, why should I use uniques now if it just tanks my ROI most of the time? So good question, right? There is definitely a tipping off point that you need to be aware of, but you should be able to get to some amount of diversification without your ROI falling off a cliff. And this is like what we talk about regularly here. So, you know, let's go and set up a contest sim. I already ran these 5,000 lineups. And we'll just set it for whatever the top contest is here. Let's create one real quick. And this is effectively our build demo today. So I already built my lineups, two small adjustments to projections, default settings, no filters, no rules. Small three-game slate here, right? So kind of want to leave things open. Lineups ran, kicked our contest sim, right? So we already have an average projection aggregate metric. I'm going to set up this contest sim one as soon as this finishes. Okay, we got the contest sim. Aggregate metric, sorting by the right sorting metric, all set here, right? So you probably will see this more on like a three-game slate as opposed. But what you should be able to do, right, is, okay, right now I'm at one unique. My average projection is 260.3. My ROI is 213.9. If I go to two uniques, okay, I slightly dropped. I'm at 259.9 average projection now, and my ROI is 213.8. But I've gotten a little more diversification by going from mini uniques of one to mini uniques of two, and I've sacrificed very little in regards to these two metrics, right? Projection and ROI. When I go to the uniques of three, I sacrifice a little bit more, right? I'm down to 205% ROI, 258.2 projection. It's okay to go back to two if you want, right? If you're okay with the exposures and leverages that you are seeing in the app. But maybe you like your exposures and leverages more at three, right? And you don't have to sacrifice that much. I mean, yeah, we sacrificed like another point and a half in projection. Like maybe that's too much for you, but we only sacrificed like 8% ROI. So I think two is fine, but I definitely think two is better than one, right? So, you know, when we go from back to one unique, you know, we sacrifice like 0.3 points in average projection and 0.1% ROI to get from one to two. So I agree that there's definitely a tipping off point. Like I would definitely not go to four. You know, four is going to be like probably way too much, right? Like Mini-NISA 4, our ROI is all the way down at 164%. But at Mini-NISA 3, right, it was at 205. Like, hey, 205 is not that much for the diversification that you get, right? So just important to remember that you're trying to strike a balance between these things. You shouldn't be trying to max out your Mini-NISA and watching your ROI and projection fall off a cliff. So try and find that happy medium where everything looks good to you, feels good to you, and roll with that. Jimmy said, for today's NBA, is GeoMean a good idea to use because there are only three games? I would say, yeah. You know, I've looked at some of these contests in the past in Contest Flashback, and I think that, you know, duplication is very important. And I'd say NBA slates, you know, two games, three games, four games, right? I think we've even seen some duplication on slates with more games than that. But yeah, I think GeoMean is definitely in play for a three-game slate. The more you need to consider duplication, the more, you know, you should consider using geometric mean or taking measures to account for duplication in your process. Aggie said, if I have a core of players and I late swap that removes the exposures I have set, if they haven't played, should I lock players I want to keep? What I would probably do is just set a rule. I would just go into the rules, go to group manual, and then include the players, right? Like say my core is, excuse me, you know, Giannis. I don't know who else. I think Mark Cannon's out today. Maybe not. Clarkson and like Chris Paul, right? Like three different players. And I click save. I'm going to change this to use at least three. I would save this rule. And then when I go to late swap, I would make sure to use the clone option. So when you're in late swap, excuse me, I don't have any water. When you are in late swap, you're going to have an option. Let's see if we can find it real quick. I do want to show this. All right. So I did this swap demo for the Monday to Thursday NFL slate. So let's say I want to open up another late swap, right? When I come in here, in this swap method down on the bottom, I can change this. I'll just remove the question here. I can change this to clone current build settings. What this will do is it will take any minimax exposures, any filters, any rules, any player pool adjustments, and it will carry them exactly the way they are over into your late swap build. So you don't need to redo them every time you open up a new late swap build. So if you have that rule in the first tab, great. Use the clone option. It carries it over. And then your core player rule will still be there. So that's what I would do. It looks like Aggie was not aware of that option. So glad we were able to talk about that and help you figure that one out. All right. So those are all the questions in the Discord. Let's jump over or jump back rather to the YouTube chat. Oh no, wait, I said that backwards. Those are all the questions in the YouTube chat. Let's just jump back over to the Discord. Taking a peek here. Looks like we're all caught up with questions here. So I am going to get out of here. I will be back in about 45 minutes for the build review show. So that should be a fun one. But appreciate everybody tuning in. I will see you all soon. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.